Penguin Audio presents The Never List by Kothi Zan, read by Kristen C. Chapter 1. There were four of us down there for the first 32 months and 11 days of our captivity. And then, very suddenly, and without warning, there were three. Even though the fourth person hadn't made any noise at all in several months, the room got very quiet when she was gone. For a long time after that, we sat in silence in the dark, wondering which of us would be next in the box. Jennifer and I, of all people, should not have ended up in that cellar. We were not your average 18-year-old girls, abandoning all caution once set loose for the first time on a college campus. We took our freedom seriously and monitored it so carefully it almost didn't exist anymore. We knew what was out there in that big wide world better than anyone, and we weren't going to let it get us. We had spent years methodically studying and documenting every danger that could possibly ever touch us. Avalanches, disease, earthquakes, car crashes, sociopaths, and wild animals. All the evils that might lurk outside our window. We believed our paranoia would protect us. After all, what are the odds that two girls so well versed in disaster would be the ones to fall prey to it? For us, there was no such thing as fate. Fate was a word you used when you had not prepared, when you were slack, when you stopped paying attention. Fate was a weak man's crutch. Our caution, which verged on a mania by our late teens, had started 6 years earlier when we were 12. On a cold but sunny January day in 1991...